Hello and welcome to the Hangout. I am your host, Sam.
And I'm your second host, Derek.
And this is a show where we talk about our life in Nebraska. So,
to start off, we will talk about the fact of the day. I got it.
Okay, we'll both answer. Actually, I guess it's facts of the day because we're both going to list facts. And Usually we have this planned out beforehand, but...
Okay, 15 facts of the day. Where did I...
Only read one.
That doesn't work. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. North Korea and Cuba are the only places you cannot buy Coca-Cola. So, that's interesting.
The largest known living organism is an aspen grove. I don't know what that is.
An aspen grove is a tree. Okay. Yeah, what about it?
No, that one. M&M.
No, we only have one.
For Mars and Murray. We should at least read off two. Both read off two. M&M stands for Mars and Murray. That's cool.
Okay, now, next, we will be talking about...
National days.
Yeah, national days. So, today is December 12th.
Tomorrow's my 15th.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so, national days... In December. So, National Ambrosia Day, National Ding-a-ling Day, National Gingerbread House Day.
We have gingerbread houses for Christmas. That number. We're going to do it when my brother comes home. Okay.
Okay. Next is wait, more. Stop. Okay. So.
Amnesia.
Oh, I had no idea what ambrosia was, but it looks disgusting. It's like it's a fruit salad, yeah.
Okay.
No. Wait.
Ready? I'm a ding-a-ling.
National Ding-a-ling Day. National Ding-a-ling Day on December 12th encourages us to reconnect with people we once talked to often. Ding-a-lings on this day call the people they haven't heard from in a while. It may be an old classmate, coworker, or neighbor from years ago.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Okay, stories. Today's stories.
Well... Alright, we actually have two stories. So, in our class, we have a very, very, very intelligent kid. His name is...
Don't say it.
We'll
call him Brad.
Sure. Brad. Okay, so... Everyone in... We had... Well, not him, but I had PE today, and I have Brad in my PE class... And in the locker room, another kid, let's call him
Charles.
Chelsea. And so, Chelsea began saying, "All hail King Brad."
Oh.
And don't forget, Brad and Chelsea are not their real names.
Oh, I know this one. This one's hilarious. That happened today at the end of school.
So, Chelsea thought it was a good idea for Brad to go out.
And play his
harmonica. And we started kind of... We wanted to, like, march out of the locker room when Chelsea kept chanting, all hail King Brad. And everyone else in the back would... Then say, all hail. So it's all, and then, yeah, your fist goes up like that. Not like that. Not like that. Not like that. But like that. So it's like hand on heart than that. So it's all hail, King Brad. All hail.
And he also plays harmonica today. He started playing harmonica.
Not Brad. Not Chelsea.
Not Chelsea, but Brad. Brad started playing harmonica next to my locker.
Brad didn't have a harmonica. Yeah, I think you're thinking of Aaron.
Probably, yeah.
Do you know who Aaron is?
Then who's Brad? Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Okay. And then his second story is...
Well, I had a dentist appointment today, and I was actually kind of nervous because for some reason I just felt like I would have a cavity, and I do. I actually have two cavities, same tooth on both sides of my teeth. It's my second molar on my upper teeth, the second molar on my upper teeth, so it's the second to last tooth. And I've never had a cavity before, and I've always never wanted to have a cavity, because just the thought of having a shot in your mouth does not sound very pleasant. It sounds horrible. Just so luckily I don't have that for 3 and a half weeks. So I still have 3 and a half weeks to, you know, think about it. So I guess
that's story worthy. Okay. So all now we're going on to facts of Nebraska. I have one pulled up, 50states.com.
We will each read 25, so it's 50 facts in total.
Okay.
You start.
Nebraska was once called the Great American Desert.
I knew that.
You really knew that.
Wait. In 1927, and I knew this because, another story.
Easy fact. Fact.
In our school, we do this thing called POP, which is people of the past. And you have to be someone famous who's dead.
That passed away.
They have to be dead and they have to be famous.
And you research.
You research and then you make a big poster and then you stand and you stand in front of that poster and give a speech on POP night. And mine person was Edwin Perkins, who's the founder of Kool-Aid. And I picked Edwin Perkins, not because I love Kool-Aid, but because he's the founder of a famous drink,
mm-hmm.
Who was actually born in Nebraska. And he made Kool-Aid in Nebraska. So, in 1927, Edwin E. Perkins of Hastings, Nebraska, invented the powdered soft drink Kool-Aid.
J. Sterling Morton founded Arbor Day in Nebraska City in 1872.
The state nickname used to be the Tree Planter State, but was changed in 1945 to the Corn Husker State.
The state insect is the honeybee, which we already knew that.
The state motto is equality before the law, and that's always confused me.
Same.
Does that mean, like, stand up for what's right before you think about what's legal? Well, I guess so.
Okay. The goldenrod was declared the state flower on April 4th, 1895.
The Naval and Ammunition Depot located in Hastings was the largest U.S. ammunition plant, providing 40% of World War II's ammunition.
I didn't know that. The Lied Jungle located Lied Jungle located in Omaha is the world's largest indoor rainforest, which also, is at Henry Dorley Zoo.
Yeah, Henry Dorley Zoo is also the largest zoo in, like, the world.
I'm pretty sure. And it's the one that has the desert.
It has the biggest indoor desert, too. So, largest indoor jungle, largest indoor desert.
It's amazing.
Nebraska is the birthplace of the Reuben sandwich.
Spam, or canned meat, is produced in Fremont. I don't know
that either. That's not something to be proud of, because spam is disgusting. Oh, wait, hold up. Mine kept kicking me out, so I reloaded it to see if it... Okay. Oh, yeah, I knew this. I've known this for a long time. Nebraska has the U.S.'s largest aquifer.
Same. Ogallala.
It's an underground lake or water supply, and it's the Ogallala aquifer.
Nebraska has more miles of river than any other state.
I find that interesting. I still find it interesting. Dang it, mine still keeps kicking me out. Okay. The Union Pacific's Bailey Yards in North Platte has the largest rail classification complex in the world.
Nebraska is the only state in the Union with a unicameral one house legislature.
Yeah, it means, oh god, this is hard to explain. You look it up, so then it's just easier to explain. Look it up. We need to explain. Nebraska was the first state to complete its segment of the nation's mainline interstate system, a 455-mile stretch of four-lane highway. So, the first state to complete an interstate.
Nebraska is both the nation's largest producer and user of center pivot irrigation.
Nebraska's Chimney Rock was the most often mentioned landmark in journal entries by travelers on the Oregon Trail. Which I find that interesting because there's nothing special about it, really.
Well, it is a good monument.
I mean, it doesn't even look that cool. I mean, let's be honest here.
The 911 system of emergency communications now used nationwide was developed and first used in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Number 19. Nebraska has more underground water reserves than any other state. Which I find that weird, because how can we have the largest underground water
reserve
and still have more water reserves than any other state? Why does this keep kicking me out? Nah.
Marlon Brando's mother gave Henry Fonda acting lessons at the Omaha Community Playhouse.
Lincoln County is the origin of the world's largest woolly mammoth elephant fossil.
Weeping Water is the nation's largest limestone deposit and producer.
You don't have to scroll down every time. Mutual of Omaha Corporate Headquarters is a public building built with 7 floors underground.
Wow. The Nebraska Cornhuskers have been to a record 27 consecutive bowl games and 27 consecutive winning seasons.
The University of Nebraska Cornhusker football team has produced more academic All-Americans than any other Division I school. I've heard this. It's a weird law.
In Blue Hill, Nebraska, no female wearing a hat that would scare a timid person can be seen eating onions in public.
Yeah, so a woman, not a male, but a female wearing a hat that would scare a shy person cannot be seen eating onions in public. The world's first college course about radio personality Rush Limbaugh is taught at Bellevue University in Nebraska.
Origin of Nebraska's name from an Odo Indian word meaning flat water. I knew that one.
Wait, that one's in there twice. The motto's in there twice. It's equality before the law. So Nebraska's state gem is the blue agate.
The largest port swing in the world is located in Hebron, Nebraska, and can sit 25 adults.
The world's largest hand-planted forest is Halsey National Forest near Thedford, Nebraska.
Where's that at?
I don't know.
I don't care. The world's only museum dedicated to fur trading is located at Fort Atkinson near Blair.
The famous architect Edward Durrell Stone designed the Stewart Museum near Grand Island, Nebraska. Nowadays, it's not near Grand Island. It is in Grand Island.
The University of Nebraska, Lincoln, weight room is the largest in the country. It covers 3/4 of an acre.
So that's it's big. 3/4 of a football field.
Wow.
Chevy Land, USA, near Elm Creek, Nebraska, is the only museum dedicated to a single line of cars. We must really love cars because we have Carhenge. And then we have the only museum dedicated to one single type of car.
The largest Kalachi Festival is in the world is located in Prague, Nebraska.
Kozan, Nebraska is located on the 100th meridian where the humid east meets the arid west.
In Nebraska in 1986, for the first time ever, two women ran against each other for governorship of a state.
The cost of the Nebraska Capitol building was $9,800,440.07 in 1932. The construction job came in under budget and the building was paid for by the time it was completed.
Union Pacific Railroad's museum is a headquarters in Nebraska.
Buffalo Bill Cody held his first rodeo in North Platte, Nebraska, July 4th, 1882.
In 1950, Omaha became the home of the College World Series.
There are 5 Army forts open to the public in Nebraska: Atkinson, Kearney, Hartsoof, Sidney, and Robinson. Stop, Mom. Stop.
46. Okay. Sidney Beat, Nebraska was the starting point of the Black Hills Gold Rush.
Antelope and Buffalo are counties in Nebraska named after animals. Animals.
I knew that one.
Which we knew and because we
there's live. Beaver Crossing also.
We live in the county.
Okay.
The county.
Dr. Harold Edgerton of Aurora, Nebraska is the inventor of the strobe light.
Yeah, and actually he grew... Does that give away our hometown?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. He grew up in our hometown, Aurora, Nebraska. So we actually have an Edgerton Center.
Edgerton Explorer Center.
Which is run by, is it like his granddaughter?
I don't know.
Like great, I don't, it's run by someone related to him.
Kearney, Nebraska
is located exactly between Boston and San Francisco. That's interesting.
That's cool.
It's like, there's Boston here. Well, I guess
right at my head.
For you guys, it'd be Boston.
No, it'd be San Francisco.
Boston's here. San Francisco.
And right here would be, like, right around here. Like on that level.
Right there.
Like, right here would be Kearney.
Yeah, so it's, like, exactly between... Oh, I was going to clap your finger.
Okay. Father Edward Flanagan founded Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska in 1917.
Okay.
Okay.
So next we will look at new upcoming movies, and we will predict what is going to happen based off of the description.
Okay. Got some.
So you go first, I'll go second.
Bombshell. It's rated R, actually.
Don't do rated R ones, yeah, let's not, because this is PG.
This is a PG.
Okay, I'm doing Star Wars, one of my favorite movie franchises. Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. This doesn't have an explanation. Well, what I think will happen is that Rey will convince Kylo to the light side. I don't know. The First Order will die. The Jedi will finally die. Not the Jedi ways, just the Jedi themselves will finally... The Jedi Order is gonna finally die. And I guess that's it. And obviously, I think Princess Leia is gonna die. Because Carrie Fisher died. So... What movie do you have?
It was Spies in Disguise. I don't really know how to explain it, but I feel like it would be about, I don't know who's the main character, about a guy that will end up becoming a spy, and he has to practically cover up his life. Just, like, save it.
Do you know who they are? That guy is Will Smith,
mm-hmm.
And that guy is Peter Parker. It's mm-hmm. That's not his name. Tom Holland.
I got it.
Okay, this one's not really an upcoming movie because I think it came out today in theaters.
Oh, Jumanji.
Jumanji, yeah. The Next Level. So. When Spencer goes back into the fantastical world of Jumanji, pals Martha, Fridge, and Bethany re-enter the game to bring him home. But the game is now broken. In fighting back, everything that...
Predict.
Yeah, I know. What... Yeah, predict about what the...
Don't read it by... Yeah. No, predict it by the movie cover.
No. By the description, or else I'm gonna have no idea. Anyway... Everything the friends know about Jumanji is about to change, as they soon discover there's more obstacles and more danger to overcome. I feel like they're gonna find out the secret to Jumanji, and how it works, and who created it, and why.
Doolittle. Can I show the
cartoon? Yeah. I know.
So, podcast people, you can't hear it, see it, but that's the... supposed to be the cover. I know it's backwards, but it's like that. Now I'll change the brightness. Like that. You can kind of see it. But I predict that it will be about Hugh Jackman, the guy that plays, I think, Doolittle. Like, finding out about the animals on the cover and, like, figuring out that they can talk. Where's Mojo?
Okay.
Now we're going to do some logo trivia. Is it
Abercrombie or Fitch?
Definitely not American Eagle Outfitters.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, here. Okay, hold up. So the options for this one are Firestone or Continental Ag.
Firestone.
And
yep. You got it.
So I'm gonna ask you, and then later you're gonna ask me.
Okay. So I have to see what they look like.
Chrysler or Mercedes-Benz? Hold up, let me turn the brightness. Yeah, my phone is cracked.
I feel like that'd be...
I know what it is.
Mercedes, no. Chrysler.
Yep, I knew
it was Mercedes. I had it at Mercedes at first. Quaker Oats.
Quaker or Kellogg?
Quaker. Quaker Oats. That is the guy that Quaker.
Yep, I know. Is this
Adobe?
Avira or Adobe?
Adobe. That's, to be exact, that's Adobe Premiere.
Is this Subaru or Ford?
Ford. That's has to be Ford. Can you turn up your brightness so I can see a little bit?
No, they can't see. Is this Mitsubishi or Fiat?
Mitsubishi.
And that would be... Yep, Mitsubishi. Roxy or Quicksilver?
Do you know what that one is?
I think so, but I'm not gonna say.
I think it's Quicksilver.
Yep, I knew it.
Oh, Yahoo or
AOL?
AOL. AOL. Because it can't be Yahoo.
Yeah, Yahoo's a Y. Yahoo's logo is the name.
Hill.
General Electric or Siemens?
Siemens.
Okay.
General Electric.
So I think that should wrap it up. These are kind of hard, General honestly.
Electric. Just finish it. General Electric.
Yeah. Okay.
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 My turn to you.
So
I have to do it to you.
Oh yeah. Whoa. Sorry,
we're so unprepared. I'm sorry about this, guys.
Okay, here.
MLS or MLB? Major League Baseball or Major League Softball?
That would be baseball.
Correct. AC/DC or Rolling Stones?
Show them. That's Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
AC/DC is AC/DC.
Volvo or Audi?
Show them. That's Audi.
Name this logo. Dunlop or Dunlop Tyrus or Goodyear?
I know Goodyear has a shoe, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, I think.
I just don't think it's that shoe, so I'm gonna go with Dunlop Tyrus. Oh.
No, it was Goodyear.
I thought Goodyear's shoe looked different.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, it's because it was black and not yellow, that's why.
Is this Mole and Chardon or Champagne and Kirk?
Oh, you can't see that. Turn the... Okay, show me again. Turn the brightness up.
Oh, dang it. Mole and Kirk, because you can
Krug.
See the...
It's Krug.
No, because Moet and Chardon.
No, but I'm saying Champagne and Krug. You said Kirk. It's Krug, not Kirk. But yeah, it's Moet and
Chardon. Chardon. You can see because it has the
yeah,
A
it
sign
has the, it has the
and
two
the two dots.
Dots
at the top. Is this Sesame Street or the Muppets?
No, put it up closer. That's Sesame Street.
That
if you could see it well, you would know.
It's 1, 2, 3, Sesame Street.
That's not the song.
I know it's not. I just got a song. Yep. Bose or Beats?
That's Beats.
Correct.
Who doesn't know that?
Is this Yahoo or Google?
Well, Oh, not because I use Google every day, but because...
It's a G.
But because Yahoo does not have a G, I'm going to go out on a limb and take a hunch and say it's Google. Well, no, don't Google. Those are the... So easy.
Full Throttler Monster.
Again, not because I definitely haven't seen... seen this before, but because Full Throttle doesn't have an M, I'm going to say it's going to be
Monster. Okay, oh, yeah, it's definitely not FaceTime or Skype.
Oh, show them.
I can't pick it up.
It's the blue cloud, by the way. And it's Skype, because FaceTime is green with a camera.
Like that.
Skype is a blue cloud with Skype in the cloud. Can I not see
it? Is this Bic or Pentel?
That is BIC or Bic, or I don't even know how to say that one.
I just call it Bic.
Yep, I was right.
Is this soaked?
Stout.
Stout or Guinness Drought? Draught.
Well, show them. Because it says draught in the logo, I'm going to say Guinness Draught.
Correct. Is this Motorola or Nokia?
Again, only because, not because I don't see that, I've never seen that logo, even though I really have so many times. But because Nokia doesn't have an M, I'm going to say it's Motorola. And only because.
Yep.
No, not really, though.
Is this Sony Ericsson or a Samsung?
Okay, again, considering the fact that Samsung's logo is the name, I'm gonna go with Sony Ericsson. I think this should be our last
one. Is this Michelin or Bridgestone?
Bridgestone.
Bridgestone.
Because, wait, can you show that to me? Because Michelin does not have a B. I'm gonna go with Bridgestone. Want to be Michelin? Okay, so
92%. That's good. Okay.
Now we're gonna compare a top 10 list from Google, then my top 10 list, and his top 10 list.
Do you like my hair?
It looks the same.
Well, it looks better.
It looks the same. Here is Google. This is 33 minutes. Sydney, Australia. Because it's Australian, it's nice there, and the Sydney Opera House is really cool. Hold up. Sorry about this. Okay. Nope. I just got an ad.
How do you spell Klondike?
I don't know what you're trying
Klondike.
To
spell. Klondike. Okay. Isn't that Klondike?
I don't know. Okay. Sorry about that. But. Not yet. Okay, now. Marrakech, it's an ancient Moroccan city gaining new life, and it's an upscale travel destination, thanks in part to the opening of Yves St. Laurent Museum last October, housing some of the world-famous designer's best work. The palatial temple of trends is sure to attract the stylish set for years to come. Okay, so then Abu Dhabi, with a slew of stylish gallery happenings, a reoccurring international arts fair, and ambitious plans for a one-of-a-kind culture island, the capital of UAE is, which is, what is UAE? Whatever. Is poised to become a major player on the world's art scene. Seven. Los Cabos. Longtime luxury enclave, Los Cabos offers varied vacation options from traditional hotels to boutique properties to elegant takes on Mexico's all-inclusives. 6. Iguazu Falls. To find a natural wonder that outshines even Niagara Falls, you'll have to journey to the border of Brazil and Argentina to visit this breathtaking UNESCO World Heritage Site. Popular among Argentine visitors, the massive water feature is beginning to glean interest from international travelers as well. 5. Puerto Rico. After devastating Hurricane Maria, recovery was slow in Puerto Rico. Lack of electricity and blackouts plagued the island, but the Puerto Rico Tourism Company reports that 82% have power. The best way to help is by giving the U.S. territory a tourism boost. 4. The Bahamas. I should have seen that coming. It's an especially celebratory year for the Bahamas with the grand opening of the long-awaited Bahamar. The immense Nassau Resort Complex opened partially in 2017. Blah, blah, blah. I don't think we need to get into that. 3. South Korea. Oh, it does look cool there. Looks very modern. Yeah, I guess it's just a very modern-looking area. 2. Minneapolis, which I understand. Minneapolis is so cool. Have you ever been there? Mm-mm. I have when we used to go on his family. Like, my dad's dad and his grandma, and they got married, and that family, so my family, and then his family, then our cousins, and then our other cousins. For 2 years, we went on this big family trip to Wisconsin. That was like our summer vacation. We went to Wisconsin Dells, which it's so cool there. But on our way back, my family, not theirs, but my family, decided to go to Minneapolis to see a Royals Twins game. And by the way, citizens of Nebraska are, for the most part, huge Royals fans. So we went to Minneapolis on our way home. And we went to Mall of America, and it's so cool there. Because Mall of America is so huge. It has, like, a theme park inside of the mall. And then Detroit. Why?
Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in Detroit, Michigan. What other Detroit? No,
we're at 40 minutes.
Okay.
The long. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know why Detroit, but that's what Google says. So, how about you go next? So,
on mine or yours?
You go on so your top 10.
My top 10. They're not on my phone, but I have them memorized. So my number one is Estes Park, Colorado. I love Estes. I just love how peaceful it is.
Okay.
If I could live there, I would live there. I loved Wisconsin Dells. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, Wisconsin Dells was fun.
I liked Adventureland, but I don't remember much about it.
How do you like it? I don't remember anything about Adventureland.
I do.
I seriously
the one thing I remember, funny story, back to story time. I was like 4, no, I was 3. I ran to my aunt's hotel just to use the bathroom because I wouldn't use our bathroom for some reason. So I would ran across the hotel just to go to my aunt's hotel room just to use the bathroom. But I really liked South Dakota, so that'd be my number 2. Two and one are Colorado and South Dakota, then Missouri, then
what about Wisconsin?
Wisconsin is number 3. Adventureland is number 5, and then Missouri is.
So what's 4?
Four is Missouri. 5 is.
No, 4 is Adventureland. 5 is Missouri.
It goes. So. Estes,
South Dakota, Wisconsin, Dells,
Missouri,
Adventureland.
Okay. I don't really have a top 10, but that's
okay,
it.
Then I'll do 5 too. My number 1, do these have to be places we've been?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, Disney World's up there. Yeah.
You've been to Disney?
Disney World? Yeah, those pictures up there are from Disney World.
I've never been to Disney World.
Oh, their food is
good.
So good. Okay, we went to 3 places that I absolutely loved. Okay, so we went to like kind of this seafood place that I think might have had a slight, not complete, but slight Finding Nemo theme. And we had like a brownie sundae and it was the best. And then we went to a diner in Hollywood Studios. And that also had brownie sundaes and it was also the best brownie sundae, just like the other one. And then we also went for breakfast one time to, I forgot what it's called, but it's a very popular place. Okay, so it's a very popular place. Okay, so it's a very popular place. I have no idea what it is, but it's kind of all white, and we went there for breakfast, and that was delicious. And they had brownie sundaes, but it was breakfast, so why would you have a brownie sundae for breakfast? So Disney World's my first. Next would probably be Wisconsin.
That was fun. I like Missouri.
Yeah, Wisconsin Dells. Then it would be. So then it would be South. Yes. Then it would be Albuquerque, New Mexico. My dad's aunt lives there. We went there for summer vacation this past summer, and it's so cool there. They have the, what are you doing? World's largest sky tram.
Oh, yeah.
And that was really fun to ride on. And then 4 would be South Dakota. In South Dakota, what are you doing? Stop. Derek, stop. Am I on 4 or 5?
You're on 4.
Wait, Disney World. Wisconsin Dells, South, no, Albuquerque, South Dakota, which would be Sioux Falls, and it's waterfalls, but they're not huge, but they have really cool waterfalls. And also Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. And then five, I guess this would probably be like my last biggest travel. Like, so Disneyland and Portland, Oregon, which is my last one. Five would be Portland, where my aunt and uncle live, my mom's brother and his wife and their baby, my cousin. They live in there, and we went there for their wedding. Like, my, I think this was six or seven years ago. We went to their wedding, which was, they lived in Portland, and Portland is kind of an interesting area. And then their wedding was actually in Washington, and I liked the place in Washington way more, because Portland's kind of interesting. But I guess that would be my last biggest travel, so.
I've never been on a plane.
Never been on a plane?
Mm-mm.
I've been on one, two, three, four, five. No. No, I need to.
Math is hard.
Three, four, five. Seven, eight. I've been on 8 plane rides.
Big.
I've never been out of the country.
I've never even flew. I've never even flew to.
Flown.
Flown.
Sorry.
I've never even flown to, like, South Dakota or, like.
Well, I why was, would you fly to South Dakota?
I don't know. I was going to fly to Texas. And then fly.
I'm disgusting. I hate Texas.
Fly into Texas, and then I'm pretty sure drive to Arkansas with my dad one time. Or no, we were gonna fly to Tennessee, I think, for one of his trips.
But then you didn't.
No, because he had to change it, and he went to Texas instead.
Without you.
No, we were flying to Texas, but then he had to go to. We were gonna fly to Texas with him over summer break, but then he had to go to Arkansas instead, so we couldn't go.
Couldn't go to Arkansas. Why not?
Because they wouldn't let us go.
Okay, so we had another segment, but it looks like we don't have time for that because our shows are meant to be half an hour, and right now we're looking at like 48 minutes.
7 minutes.
Okay, 48 minutes. So I guess
this is the end of this.
Thank you. Next week we should
have,
no guarantee, but we should have a guest. And I guess, do you want to say it this time? Thanks for hanging out on the Hangout.